Welcome back, everyone, to, I believe, episode 7 of The Drop. We are like a fine wine. We get better with every episode, I would say. Dylan, what do you have to say to all of our fans?
Thank you guys for listening to episode 7 of The Drop. I agree with Anna's statement.
Some people, I saw a couple YouTube comments. One, actually, then I stopped checking the YouTube comments because I do not like seeing negative comments about myself, criticizing me calling Dylan my permanent guest. Dylan, were you offended by that comment by me last week?
Yeah, I have to say that one got to me a little bit.
I knew you were going to say that.
I don't feel like the permanent guest. I just feel like, you know, when we went into this, we said it was like a 50-50 partnership. We're both the co-hosts. And then all of a sudden, episode 6 comes out and I've been labeled permanent guest of the podcast. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I lost some sleep over that comment, and I'm happy for whoever stood up for me in the comments.
Yeah. My sincerest apologies to both Dylan and to whoever made that comment on YouTube. I also lost some sleep over thinking about having potentially hurt your feelings. All right. Let's get into it with my permanent co-host Dylan Frazier. I feel like my permanent co-host. Let's talk about the APP Sacramento last week. I feel like we maybe don't give the APP as much love, and there was no PPA this weekend, so it's easy to talk about it. Andre Dayescu is that guy. He's got 4 straight golds and doubles. Dylan, what would you say about Andre's game at the hole? I mean, the last two he's won with Pesa too. No disrespect to Pesa, but I think that's really impressive.
Yeah, Andre's he's a really good player, obviously. He's really long. Surprisingly, doesn't have a lot of power, despite using the 0-2, but resets incredibly well, dinks incredibly well, reaches in incredibly well, speeds up everything, really, except for, the only thing he's lacking is a little bit of put-away power, which, again, is a little surprising, but everything else is top tier.
Would you say his hands are top tier? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think so.
He
doesn't have, yeah, he counterpunches pretty well. And then when he gets behind, he's good at resetting it. So,
yeah, just interesting because in playing mixed against him, I am not too scared of attacking him. And I'm not sure if it's because of, you know, hand speed or the power or probably, but I think it might be more so just the power. But yeah, Andre's total stud. Love Andre. I don't even know how much he practices because he only lives like an hour north of us, but we pretty much never play with him just because he works full time and has a couple young kids, I believe girls. So he's just busy, but he's just total stud. He's absolutely cleaning up. Would you say this year going to the APP Tour, did you expect Paris to be more dominant or Andre in doubles? Obviously, Andre doesn't play singles too much, but.
And their gender doubles
or yeah.
mixed doubles?
Yeah, in mixed, gender and mixed, just doubles events.
And gender and mixed, I would have guessed, I don't know, that's close. I was expecting them both to double gold a lot.
Yeah, I mean, probably. they're not playing together, you know, but...
yeah.
I mean, Susanna's playing so well in mixed right now. There's like, is Susanna a better mixed player than Paris? You know, it's like, I don't know. You don't know what you're getting with Susanna, that's for sure.
Some games, yes. Some games, maybe not.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but yeah, I would have thought Paris, like when Paris didn't sign with the PPA, you know, that was like, oh, wow. But no one was like, oh, wow, like Andre didn't sign. Like that didn't. I mean, I don't want to say Andre's not sexy, but he might not have that same appeal to some as Miss PT does. Also an impressive silver from Rob and Ryler. Kudos to them. I was really impressed with Ryler. Rob's ATP on match point in the bronze maybe was super silky. I watched James watch that back a few times. He's like, I'm going to start doing that. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But the biggest story, oh, sorry, I have to say, Rihanna Valdez and Jeannie Arequina, also a very impressive bronze. Rihanna's a stud. She played tennis at USC. Fun fact, going to self-plug, I actually played her in, I think, her second to last singles match in college, which I won. Line 4 singles, Cal versus USC in the first round, or second round maybe of the Pac-12 tournament. But yeah, she's total stud. I practiced with her some couple weeks ago. Very masculine in how she plays, but one to watch. Dylan, do you think there's anyone to watch really on the men's side? I feel like there's a lot of girls right now coming, but I haven't seen too many like men.
that are new. Yeah, not like really recently. Like at the beginning of the year, there were a few to watch out for that are doing well now. But like,
yeah,
not like brand new last month or anything.
Yeah, we'll see. It'll be interesting. I feel like there's definitely, it's just going to cycle. But okay, but now too, the biggest story from the APP Sacramento. I was just telling Dylan about this. For those who follow James on Twitter and those who are physically present at the venue, you could not have missed this, but Davis Carvalho, James's Dave, as he is known, nearly, oh my gosh, my dryer. It's going to do it again, so I need to open it. I'll be right back. Sorry, I don't know if they should even edit that out just for the suspense factor. But James's Dave, you know, the next coming of pickleball, nearly got defaulted on mixed doubles day because of his paddle, despite the APP having no policy that I know of for delamination. So Dylan, if you were playing an opponent whose paddle was absurdly far gone and you lost, but there's no policy, what are you going to do? Are you going to throw a fit? What are you going to do?
I don't think there is anything you can do in that situation. I'm not probably going to throw a fit about it. I might advocate for there to be a policy in the future. But if there's no policy in place, there's really not much you can do.
One would think there was not much that you could do. But in their second round, Dave and Tyra's second round, they're going to play against Lee Whitwell and Austin. I can't say this guy's name, and so I just purposely butcher it. Like Tichikalalalakov, you know, the really tall guy, wears a visor, sculpted, you know, looks like he's from the Amazon. Lee Whitwell also uses, Dave is using a Legacy. I don't know how far gone the paddle was. He has one that is not too far gone and then one that's like absurdly far gone. Don't know what he was using. But Lee and Austin, you know, didn't want to play Dave with that paddle, which is a fair take. But then, according to James, this ended up being like an hour-long thing. And everyone wanted Dave defaulted. And James was even on the phone. I called James about the situation, and he's like, gotta go. Ken Herman's calling me back. I was like, why are you involving yourself in this so much? But you know, Dave is James is Dave, and they end up playing the match after an hour of deliberation and everything. Dave does not use one of his legacies. He's instead using one of James's old O2As that has zero grit. It's just a dead paddle. They go three games. They go down 6-1 in the third. Dave and Tyra switch ends. According to James, I have not seen this, but apparently there's a video coming to YouTube soon. Dave starts screaming adversity at the top of his lungs and proceeds to win the match. Dylan, how would you handle it if one of your opponents, say, you know, you and Leia were down 6-0 against Tyson and Catherine. What if like the roles were reversed there and Tyson just started screaming adversity at the top of his lungs? How would you handle it?
I would hope that it wouldn't faze me, that it wouldn't make me change anything being up 6-0, but yeah, I don't know. You can never say, I guess, until you're in that moment. So Dave didn't have a backup legacy paddle. That's my
question. He has two legacies. Neither is like brand new, because those paddles, you know, they do delam after some time, at least the old ones, the ones that Dave has. And one was like so far gone. That's the one that I played against him with Georgia in the men's 5-0. And then he has one that's like newer. I've practiced with him against it, and it's like a little bit, but nothing crazy, in my opinion. Like, it's not, it's delaminated for sure, but it's not like to the extent that, like, I don't know. I don't think it's the worst paddle out there either.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, but apparently Lee has her newer legs. She's like, this is what it should sound like. And Dave's doesn't sound like that. And they're like wanting to default over a sound. And it's just like, that's a little messy. That's a little messy.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, they need to get whatever the PPA has to kind of sort that out. But very interesting situation, the APP Sacramento. I will be curious what they do in the future. I do not think Dave has a future with that paddle, because I do not think there could be a bigger target on his back after this incident. But yeah. Right.
There's a player to look out for on the men's side.
You're really correct. You know, I think we're going to have our time against Dave. And we might have, you know, the adversity. He might start screaming adversity. Or he might start screaming something else. I mean, who the heck knows with that guy? I don't know how Dave has managed to get so much, like, airtime on so many different – any podcast James is on, and then now, you know, ours as well. But all right, let's talk about PPA North Carolina. Dylan, give me your picks to win all five events. Draws aren't out, but
– okay. Starting with singles, men's singles, I will predict.
And like, let's say you can't say yourself, you can say like, oh, me, but if not me, okay. Then like, cause those three events, Dylan's winning.
Ben's not playing in North Carolina, right?
He's not, seems to be avoiding indoor venues for whatever reason.
Okay. Singles then I will predict Federico.
James is playing. Not saying you're saying, but he is playing because it's an indoor venue.
Okay. yeah. I mean, I think it depends on like who's playing who when the draw comes out. But like without seeing the draw, I'm just gonna go with the safe pick of Federico. Mm-hmm. He's been having pretty good singles year. Doubles, I think. So Ben's not playing. So Riley and Matt are playing. I'm gonna predict J-Dub and I to win.
Yeah, it should be you too. James and Tyler. James is playing with Tyler Loom, which I think will be interesting. I'll be interested.
Yeah. They haven't played together before, have they?
No.
Okay. Is James playing with Tyson anymore this year? Or are they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This one, Tyson told James he was playing with Jack Sock, this one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
How do you think that team's going to do?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen Jack much. I have really no idea. I don't think anyone has any idea. They're going to win matches for sure, though. I mean, the guy's obviously got insane hand speed and power. And Tyson is like a rock, doesn't miss, you know, really great at resetting, getting to the kitchen and everything. I feel like the serve, the drive and crash is going to be really tough on that team either way.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me to see them in the semifinals. I would be surprised to see them in the final. But a semifinal run or a bronze would not surprise me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they even made it to the final. I think their upside is huge, but I also think like their floor is kind of low. Like I wouldn't be surprised to see them go out kind of in the middle of the back draw.
But yeah, like, I could see them losing to like a, you know, a good team like Cal. If Tyler and Callen were playing together, like just getting them just like grinding Jack,
yeah,
you know, or like I could see them losing to a lot of teams, but I could also see things clicking. And I'd be surprised though if they beat either you and J-Dub or Matt and Riley. I would be a little surprised there. Nothing is impossible though, but we'll see. It'll be, everyone is really interested for sure.
Yeah. And mixed doubles, I think he and Anna Lee can win.
I think so too. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But AL is just so good. She's making her big return, so she's going to be hungry. I think she'll be playing pretty loose because it's kind of like if she loses, you know, Jack's not there, you know? Right. So I think she'll be playing pretty loose. I think
Jack's,
it'll be a
got
scary
pretty big
game.
Forehand. Jack,
yeah, it's the same, the drive and crash, because AL's crash is by far the best on the women's side and better than tons of men as well. Probably like most, honestly. It's insane, especially from the right. So I think that'll be a really scary team. It's a team that when the draw comes out, everyone's going to be hoping that, you know, you're not on their side.
Yeah.
But it's going to happen. It's going to happen until half the draw. So they could win. If not them, I don't know who Riley is playing with. I definitely should have checked.
I think Elise again.
Elise again? Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Do you think they'll do better? They got fourth in Newport.
Yeah, I didn't watch them play a lot, but I would expect them to get better with this being their second tournament.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see. Did you play against them in Newport?
No, or? We lost to Lacey and Tyson.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see them play a whole lot. I know they lost in the semis to the Johnsons, and then they lost in the bronze medal match to Ben and Andrea.
Yes.
Okay.
I watched the first game of that, and I thought, just Ben was just completely asleep, like just didn't look like he cared, but he must have decided he didn't want to lose to Riley and started trying, because the first game was like 11-2 for Riley and Elise, and I stopped watching. But it'll be interesting. And then, yeah, me and James, you're playing with Lauren, obviously J-Dub in Georgia. Great team. All right. Yeah. And then women's singles, Anna Lee, for sure. You can't bet against Anna Lee, even though Catherine is definitely nipping at her heels. Women's doubles, you got to go Catherine and AL. I was excited to play that team with Andrea, but this morning Andrea texted me, as did Melissa McCurley, that she was out due to the injury that was bothering her in Newport in our final there. And I had 2 hours to find a partner. I had it from like 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. roughly. I called like 7 women. No one could play with me. You know, no one wants to play with me. You know, it's all good. So I had to fall back on someone up and coming. Her name is Vivian Glossman. She needed a partner for the tournament. Anyway, she's registered without a partner. I was actually texting someone from the PPA, Sam Blacksman, to help her get a partner. Like, is there anyone else who needs a partner? Like, just a few days ago. Because me and her were actually teammates in college at Cal for 1 year before she transferred to Virginia, which was really sad. We were like best friends. We actually got to like 27 in the country as a doubles team as well. And I figured after I had called, you know, everyone who came to my mind initially, I was like, at that point, no one else came to mind that I would really have a chance to win with or go super deep who was, you know, not already in the tournament. So I was like, at that point, let's just have some fun. let's see what she's all about. So I think
has she played any, or was she planning on playing already?
She's played a few tournaments now. She played this last weekend with Krista Getcheva, and then she played with Wes Gabrielson somewhere at the Mesa APP. So she's playing. Super high ceiling, I would think. I couldn't imagine otherwise. And that's what I've been told. But I don't know what to expect. I think she is in the mix to get picked up in the shuffle draft, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there, but I know I at least talked to, one team about her that I was asked, but
have you played with her in pickleball?
No.
Okay. We'll see if the chemistry from tennis translates over to pickleball.
We'll see. I mean, I don't expect to see many balls, you know, so I have no idea what to expect, but it'll be fun. It's like, we might wear some Cal stuff as kind of a slight joke. But yeah, so that's happening for me on Saturday. The last thing I'm going to talk about, Dylan, is MLP shuffle draft. I think there's going to be a lot of movement in this at the challenger level. Like, the Barrier Breakers need a female. You know, they won the first two events. What are they going to do? Do you think more men will get dropped or women? What do you think?
From the Challenger League?
Yeah.
Probably women. The men just seem to be a little bit deeper, and I don't know. I feel like people might just take a chance on a woman just to see if they can come in and be better. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the women too. I think there's also a lot of women who come to mind as like up and like, I think Rihanna Valdez will get picked up. I think Vivian has a chance. There's like Allie Phillips, Riley Bonnert, some others. And, you know, a lot will get, I think someone will get dropped and they'll get picked up by another team. I feel like a few, we'll see. I wouldn't be surprised if we see like 5 women dropped and like 3 men. I feel like it's going to be an interesting day. So the shuffle draft is happening on May 4th, I think. And I'll be excited to talk about that. I find the Challenger League particularly interesting, probably more so than Dylan. Would you say? You don't really follow it too much?
I don't follow it a lot. I mean, I watch some of their matches, but I don't keep up with like the trades and all that, who's getting dropped and all that stuff.
I think it's so interesting just because the people in the Challenger League, it's just there's so much hunger. And, you know, people are just wanting to get in, wanting to prove themselves. So I'm really excited about it. Dylan, do you have any questions for me? Last thoughts? Thought we'd keep this episode pretty short and sweet because Dylan wants to hang out with his roommates.
I guess my question for you is where, for women's doubles, one thing I was curious about is what your situation is in terms of your female partner for the rest of the year. is that now? Because I know earlier we talked about you and Catherine are going to go back and forth with playing with Anna Lee. I didn't know if that's changed or if you're still got some with Anna Lee or you're.
So I was committed through 6 months with AL. So the last tournament that I was committed for with anyone was like San Clemente. And then AL and I talked and I've got like three with her after. But then she's playing like the two following with Catherine. And I'm going to play those two with Megan DeZahn. Actually, I've been really, really impressed with her. And yeah, so I'm going to give that a try. I feel like right now upside is so important in the game. And I just want to give it a go. I feel like to beat Catherine and Anna Lee, you've got to have like heavy and fast hands. And I just figured it was a chance to play with someone I haven't played with before, which I do enjoy. After that, I don't know what Anna Lee is thinking. I also have one with Tyra, TOC. I think some people are not playing TOC. And I figured that would be another one that would be kind of fun. I like having fun, you know? Like me and James are playing like everything together and it's kind of fun to mix up the women's parts. Of course, if Anna Lee was like, you know, do you want to play the whole year with me? I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm going to collect those checks. Let's go. But, you know, if not, I like to mix it up. And I feel like this first 6 months, I had a great time with all my partners, but I kind of enjoyed playing with different people. It's different. I think it makes you better. Something I really enjoyed last year. What's your take on that? Like next year, are you looking to play like, would you like to have like a steady partner all the way through on both the men's and women's side? Or
I think having a steady partner is super helpful, and just because you kind of learn each other's tendencies and patterns. So ideally that would be the case. I tried for that this year, but all the women that I asked to play were like partnered up with several different guys throughout the year, so it didn't work out. But hopefully next year I can find a more consistent partner, or maybe like two or three partners instead of six or seven.
Sorry, won't be me.
You're already locked up for 2024
and 2025 and 2026. Unless I were to get knocked up, then James might be on the market. But I think that is how things are going to be.
Okay.
For me and Jimmy, me and Big Papa. Oh my gosh, I should have worn one of my hats. Also, it's James's birthday on May 5th, everyone on Mixed Doubles Day, so I have a lot of pressure to play well.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Anything else, Dylan?
No, I don't have anything.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week with a little bit of a North Carolina recap. We'll see how good Jack Sock is. I feel like if the weekend goes well for him, it's really not altogether impossible that he kind of decides that tennis is on the way out for him. Oh, also, I just want to say in singles, I feel like his shot making is going to be so good. He'll be right there. But do you guys really think that Jack Sock can play like a pickleball singles match against Dylan Frazier, like a whole match? Because pickleball singles is such a physical grind. It's like, I feel like tennis players first starting don't realize how hard it is, but it makes you completely gassed. So
yeah, but harder than tennis, you think?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for like, because tennis is a lot of like gliding movements, shuffling, a lot of kind of not hitting every ball as hard as you can, or you know, taking steps as explosively as you can. Pickleball is just that constantly with, you know, 15 to 20 seconds rest in between points. Whereas tennis, if you miss your first serve, it's like 20 seconds before you even hit the second serve. So it's just different. Like a one tennis match is obviously a lot more physically taxing than one pickleball singles match. But
yeah,
I think a lot of people really underestimate the physical difficulty of singles, especially for men. So I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up like cramping or something. I actually think it would be pretty funny, but maybe James will cramp too. Maybe they'll both end up cramping. We'll see. All right, everyone. We're out. We'll be back next week.
See you guys.
Let's go.